Cozy traditions feel good, and that includes your fall makeup look. From lashes for days to enhancing a smoky eye with your favorite shade of Brilliant Eye Brightener, Thrive Cosmetics is your go-to for completing every fall look. Plus, every product is 100% vegan, cruelty-free, and made with clean, skin-loving ingredients. Go to thrivecosmetics.com/cozy for an exclusive offer of 20% off your first order. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/cozy.
There's plenty of things to talk about, so sit down at Corster's Lounge. From far and near, won't you come and hear a sweet, melodious call? Let us all unite in one accord, we're family after all. So let's settle down and listen to the sounds of the singers in Corster's Lounge. There's plenty of things to talk about, so sit down at the lounge.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Corster's Lounge. We're going to spend a little time today here in the Singer's Corner of the Chorister's Lounge, and today I am pleased to welcome one of my dear family members. I don't like to make it personal all the time, but I certainly think it's appropriate here in this space to do that. But we have St. Minnie Hill here with us today, and she's agreed to just spend a little time with us. And of course, as is our custom, we're just going to dialogue a little bit just about some of the things that she remembers about her time. She matriculated through God's choir. So, St. Minnie, glad to have you. Welcome to the Chorister's Lounge.
Well, thank you very much. Glad to be here.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. So just to kind of start us off, St. Minnie, what can you tell us? Well, first, when were you appointed to the choir?
In 1955. 2 weeks, I'll give it a month before the Passover, in my senior year. So there was, you had to get your uniform and all that. But thanks be to the saints that lived in Belleville. By the time Passover came up, I had my crown, my blue waist, my skirt. I didn't have a sash, but I was ready for that Passover of 1955. It was an Elder Judah Plummer put me in the choir.
My Lord. So you're saying within a 2 weeks' time,
I'll say a month, but it wasn't much time.
Wow. Wow. And you got all of that in time for the Passover.
Yes.
Look at that. So as you were, you know, coming along in the choir, who were some of the, you know, singers that really inspired you?
Okay. I'm going to start on the soprano side. And right now I can remember St. Claudia. I'm going to say Brooks. But she had another name, but St. Claudia, St. Dorothy Wagner,
yes.
St. Jeanette, she was Keelan, and then she became a Carey.
Yes, ma'am.
I remember those three on the soprano side, but yes, on ma'am. The alto side, you had, I'm going to start off with St. Bernice Plummer. Beatrice Plummer. St. Beatrice Plummer.
Yes, ma'am.
St. Virginia Bridie. St. Abyssinia Armstrong. St. Henrietta Turner. St. Tabitha Skinner. St. Edith B. Hill. St. Rebecca Hill. Rebecca P. Hill. I put it that way. St. Sarah Brent. That was in the soprano, of the women. On the tenor side was Brother Wesley Garrett. Can't think of his name right now.
All right.
Maybe it'll come back to me. But on the bass side, you had Brother Raymond Swan, Brother Dan Garrett. Brother William Bradley, Elder Jackson. I can't remember if he was on the tenor side or the bass side.
Okay.
But those are some of the people that I remember.
Was this Elder Preston Jackson?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy. So just you know, I've what do you recall? We hear St. Virginia Bridie's name often. But what do you recall just about her stature? Just about anything specifically about St. Virginia Bridie.
St. Virginia Bridie could sing.
My Lord.
I mean, she had a voice that it could actually send shivers down your spine. That she had a voice that was out of this world.
My Lord.
And that's going back, and like I say, that's when I was sitting on the first or second row in the congregation.
Yes.
It was just something about her singing, and St. Claudia.
But
something about the soprano and alto of those two.
Yeah.
And like I said, then you had St. Henrietta and St. Abyssinia.
Mm-hmm.
They were something else, too. It was a bunch of singers, but those, you know, as a kid sitting out, and you go, I wonder will I ever be able to sing like them, you know?
Yeah.
So it was just something else to watch, though, you know, to hear those people.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. And what can you tell us about Elder William Judah Plummer?
Elder William Judah Plummer was a chorister above choristers.
Mm.
He did not play when it come to the choir. There was a time that I remember him having the sopranos. The song ain't gonna come to me, and every time I be singing, he had them to sing. To make sure that they had the right notes to the song. I wish it would come to me right now. Yeah. Lord, will you give us another chance? That might be the song I'm thinking about.
Okay.
But there was times he would get the younger ones especially to make sure that they knew the chords to that, you know, to that. It was a soprano solo part.
Sure.
He wanted to make sure that they had it right, you know.
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. So as we kind of transition to the next question, I'm gonna throw two songs at you, and I'm gonna see if you pick out why I chose these songs. If I say the hand of the Lord is upon him, or I say the song I am traveling, what comes to mind when you hear those two
My
songs?
My mother.
St. Rebecca P. Hill, who is the composer of both of those songs.
Yes.
So just tell me a little bit about you know, about your mother, about your father, and their contributions to the choir.
Okay. Well, I don't know. I'll start off with my father. My father was the shepherd boy in Belleville.
And your father is?
Mark Hill.
Brother Mark Hill, yes, ma'am.
Brother Mark Hill. Yes, he was the shepherd boy in Belleville. I can remember him vaguely, you know.
Yes, ma'am.
And I remember him, some of the people that he, I don't know if you want to use the word trained, but I remember Elder James Flippins was one of the people that he, that was under an understudy to him, I'll put that. And I can't remember any other. I know Brother Judah Palmer. Mm-hmm. He watched him a whole lot. And I don't know if he was next in line. Like I said, that's been umpteen years ago.
So yes, ma'am.
My memory isn't, you know, that.
No, your memory is great. All them names you just called, Lord have mercy. Your memory is just fine. Just fine.
And let me say this, Brother Matthew.
Yes, ma'am.
There were some choristers.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I was thinking of, you had St. Evelina Johnson. She was a chorister from Yonkers, New York. Mm-hmm. I used to love to see her direct the choir.
Beautiful.
I'm trying to think of someone. Now, see, the names are gone.
It's all right. They'll come back to you.
St. Martha Terry in later years.
Sure.
I'm trying to think in Belleville that was women. I'm trying to think of women choristers.
Mm-hmm.
Coming to me right now. But we had a lot of women choristers that knew how to make that choir move.
That's right. Yes, indeed. Absolutely. So I'm praying those names come back to you. And tell us a little bit about your mother, St. Rebecca P. Hill.
St. Rebecca P. Hill was the granddaughter of Bishop William H. Plummer.
Yes, ma'am.
Her father's name was Elder John S. Plummer, who wrote for the Weekly Prophet. I can't even think of what they call it. The Scribe.
I've heard about the Scribe. Yes,
mm-hmm.
ma'am. And you know, I know she said she had those. She had at least those two. So I know she has. I believe we are here with our whole heart, soul, mind, and strength is hers as well.
You talk about my mom.
Yeah, your mom. Yes, ma'am.
The two that I really remember is I'm traveling in the hand of the Lord.
My Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
those two I remember.
And what side of the choir did she sit on?
She was an alto.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. So, and then kind of as you matriculated through the choir, I know you were eventually appointed a chorister. So when, where, and by whom were you appointed a chorister?
Okay. The year I can't recall right off, but I had moved to Roanoke.
Okay.
And at the time, St. Cyril Perdue Williams was the chorister. And I don't know if he wasn't feeling good or something. And Elder James Perdue appointed me the chorister. Okay. I can't tell you because I moved to Roanoke in 1990.
Okay.
I couldn't tell you the year that he made me a chorister, but I retired as of 2014.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am. So we'll say at least, my math's correct, you have had at least 24 years of service as a chorister.
Something like that. I ain't going to add to it and I'm not going to take away. But it was somewhere in that, you know.
Not when
I first moved here, I wasn't made a chorister. Maybe I'd been here maybe 2 or 3 years. I think my dad was still living at the time. But like I say, that's something that I just did what I was asked to do, and I thoroughly enjoyed it.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Because that was a time when I thought I sang alto, but as being a chorister, you got to know how to sing soprano, alto, bass, tenor, whatever is missing, you got to
fill it in. Yes, ma'am.
And I did the best I could with what I could do.
So be it. That's beautiful. That's beautiful. So let's go back just real quick to Brother Mark. Did Brother Mark sing with the Choice Singers?
Yes, he did.
Okay.
He traveled with Bishop William H. I think, yeah, because I think there's some pictures of him with the older group, and then he traveled for a while with Bishop H. C. Plummer.
Yes, ma'am.
As they traveled around.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am. Absolutely. So just for the sake of the record, so you know, I said Saint Minnie and I are family, right? So Saint Minnie's father, Brother Mark Hill, had a twin brother named Brother Matthew Hill. Matthew Hill just happens to be my great grandfather, right?
So yes.
That's how Saint Minnie and I are blood family, right? So thankful that I have Saint Minnie in my bloodline. Count it a blessing.
I mean, you say, wait a minute, Uncle Matthew was caddy. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, you're right. Yeah, I'm going. Wait a minute. When you start getting to the grands and the great grands, you got to stop and think about that.
Think about yes, man. Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
So with that, now Brother Mark, did he sing baritone? What voice did he sing?
I think he sang baritone.
Okay. Excellent.
Because I can remember you and Elder Caldwell doing a tape My dad, early, believe it or not, I found that
wow.
that the other day. Yes.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I remember us singing "God Sent Moses and Aaron" and said that to him. God bless.
Yes.
I forgot about
yes.
that. Just yes. Now.
I think I came across it the other day.
Wow. That is awesome.
I'm gonna bring it to you to the Passover.
Please
maybe
do.
I sure will.
Please do. I would love to see that. So I have two more questions for you.
Okay.
So specifically, when it comes to soloists, do you remember any or recall any soloists from your childhood that just come along that really stand out to you?
Now I can remember, and I was really young. Mm. I remember St. Beatrice Plummer singing, and Lee Conley Light.
Yeah.
Lee Conley Light.
Yes, ma'am.
I remember her singing that.
Beautiful.
I'm trying to think of some other. Now,
there was
a group, say, Henrietta Garris or Henrietta Turner. I think St. Tobias. I'm not sure what that group was, but I remember the Golden Chords.
Okay.
And that consisted of.
Yes.
St. Leah Ringwood, St. Martha Fierce, Dorothy Wagner, I believe, Mary Scott. Did I call Sarah Brent's name?
Not yet, no ma'am.
Sarah Brent.
Okay.
I'm trying to get a mental picture of him. I can't, that's as far as I can go right then on that. But you asked me about solos.
So soloists or any even groups like that. That's great.
Okay, Saint Sheba Griffin.
All right.
Saint Rhoda Wilson. I'm gonna say Wilson because I can't remember her name now.
Yes,
Saint Jeanette Carey used to sing solos.
Okay. Did Brother Wesley Garris ever sing any solos, or was he more just that? I've always heard he had a very piercing tenor.
He
Brother
did.
Wesley Garris.
I can't recall.
Okay.
Him. And I'll tell you another singer, that Brother Earl McGuinn.
Ah, all right. Yes,
Earl
ma'am.
McGuinn.
Yes, ma'am.
See,
our young people that are watching this, you may not know that name, Earl McGuinn. He had a very robust operatic
Lord, have mercy.
Type sound. It was a powerful voice. Powerful
yes,
voice.
Yes.
Yes, indeed. I thank God for your memory. I thank God for your memory. I'm praying that he continues to bless you with that memory. But that's beautiful.
Another course, Brother Earl Williams.
Absolutely.
Brother Earl Williams.
Yes, indeed.
And
yes,
Brother
indeed.
Thomas Stevenson.
Yes, indeed.
Jacob Bukow.
Yes, indeed.
I did say Wesley Garris, so.
You did.
And then
mm-hmm.
you had Brother Caleb Garris.
Yes.
That could go too. He could sing.
Yes, indeed.
He did a whole lot of solo parts and, you know,
mm-hmm.
Brother William Harris, which we call Junior.
Junior Spivey.
Yes. Yes. And you had Elliot Gaines that used to sing solos.
That's a name I have never. Elliot Gaines. Okay.
Elliot Gaines, yes. He used to sing solos.
Mm-hmm.
With the choir, with the chorus.
Okay.
When they traveled, you even had there was a time our cousin, your aunt, Gloria Hill Robinson.
Yes.
She traveled with the a cappella choir, and one of her songs was. Oh, wow. Why would I get ready to see it and it leave me?
Bring it back, Lord. Bring it back. Bring it back. It's
oh,
all right.
Lord, I can hear singing it. but I cannot.
That's all right.
We've had some great singers,
absolutely,
directors, and all that in our church. We have nothing to be ashamed of.
Yes, and that's actually a perfect segue. So if you had a word of encouragement to this generation of singers and this generation of choristers, what would that word be?
Do the best you can with what you have. Mm. You know, don't look down on no one. Everyone is not a singer, but they will attempt. And all you can do is encourage them. If they want to come in the choir, I mean, things have changed now. You know, we have to use who we have. Yes, and all we, like I said, all we can do is encourage them.
Yes, ma'am.
And let me say, I'm going to even go to this generation now. I love to see St. Valerie. I'm going to call her Valerie Farrar.
Yes.
In Philadelphia.
St. Raquel Vaulkins?
St. Raquel.
St. Raquel Vaulkins Jeffries. Yes, yes, ma'am.
And I'm not being picky, but you notice I'm naming women.
Yes, ma'am.
Brother Matthew. The young Roberts man from Washington.
Brother Jonathan Roberts.
Yes. I mean, mm-hmm. These are the ones that because they are younger, because, you know, it's something about their directing and the way they bring the music out. You know, it, and I'm not trying to slight anybody, but these are the younger ones that I enjoy. I mean, especially when you knew them when they were babies. And here they are. Yeah, I am 86, but there's that younger generation, and I don't, you know, I'm not slighting anybody.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
But I enjoy, it's certain people that I just enjoy.
Yes, ma'am.
Directing the choir.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
I like I say, I'm not slighting anybody, but
sure,
I'm calling them as they come in my mind.
Yes, ma'am. All right? Yes, ma'am. Well, we appreciate that. That's all that I had for you this afternoon. I just thank you so much for just taking us down memory lane.
Down memory lane.
We may have to bring you back, you know, some of those other names, you know, come back to you. But we certainly, you know, got some very good words of encouragement from you, some wonderful history. And just thank you, you know, for being a part of this Choristers Lounge podcast and for, you know, just agreeing to give us a little bit of your time on this evening. Hopefully everyone that's watching, you enjoyed the session. Please like, subscribe, and share. And we'll look forward to welcoming you again to another episode of the Choristers Lounge.
I just want to thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord.
Perfect.
I want to hear that back.
It was great. That was great. That was absolutely great. Today's episode is going to be a first for us. Today we are pleased and honored to have our first tribute episode dedicated to the one and only Brother Earl Williams.
It didn't matter to him who was there, it didn't matter who was not there. And to some degree, it didn't matter if you knew the songs that you wanted to sing or not. Always in uniform, down to, I mean, his full regalia, his three-cornered hat, his full dress tails, his white uniform, even down to the baton that he would have. He always was ready to perform. He was so ready that when you asked him for a song, he didn't need a baton. He would just pull one out of his pocket ready to go. He was just always ready. He was not getting ready. He came to service ready. Hats off to Brother Earl for all that you taught, for all that you've given us through your example.